where our guys are student athletes at Division III, maybe the cream of the crop, right? The elite of the elite get some opportunity to do some type of professional, stay in their sport professionally at some level. But for the most part, we're recruiting kids to come in here, give them a great experience.
Yeah.
Play at a very high level, we think, right? In a very competitive environment. But ultimately, getting that degree and giving them some life lessons along the way through sport to help them and when after graduation, that again, have a really good experience. But we're not gonna, they're not going to go out and make the millions. We're not paying them NIL money to come here and play for us. They're coming here because they want to get a degree from UMW. They understand what that means, how that can help them take them to the next step in their life, and the importance of all that, and the relationship building, which I really appreciate now, certainly when you see all the, at the higher levels, the transferring because of a dollar amount.
Right.
And there's no loyalty or relationship to any of that. And it's just, how much money are you going to pay me? You know, kids making decisions to transfer or go somewhere before ever visiting or knowing anybody there. To me, it's about the relationship piece. And so I think that's what's very special about Division III right now.
Just a different world.
And you see that in the football now. They're talking about it. Am I going to announce that I'm going to the portal, or am I going to play in the playoffs? And you think about that. You have an opportunity to be with a team to go into a national playoff, or because your team doesn't make the playoff, you're just going to jump ship immediately. And to me, that'd be a tough part of the business to deal with. So
I was going to ask you guys, as a coach, that would be really difficult to be dealing with that, just those dynamics.
Well, you never stop recruiting your players. Right. I mean, you build this relationship with them in recruiting for a year or so. Then you get them there and you continue building this relationship with them to keep them there. And now you're more worried about them leaving. So you're never really true and having that genuine conversation or the genuine relationship. You're just continually recruiting them. And again, what I get out of this most is the relationship I have with our guys and the people that have played for me, whichever school I've been at. So.
Well, and again, I mean, like you said, I mean, the relationship building, but also just the development. You know, a lot of times it takes kids a year or two, maybe even three, to really develop and to learn the system and to figure out the college game and the pace of the game and to get themselves maybe healthy or to get themselves maybe where they need to be truly competitive and to work themselves up to be an all-conference, all-state, maybe all-region, all-American type player and get into the national tournament, winning a conference championship, things like that. You know, Division III just gives us, I think, you know, a really good chance to build relationships, to develop players, and kind of like you said, I mean, they're coming here to get a great degree so that they can someday become, you know, a very good professional and have a career out of it.
What's recruiting like?
We're definitely always trying to find, you know, the best kids that we can find, you know, in the region certainly, and even outside the region as much as we can. You know, trying to find not only the right fit in terms of the academic piece, the location, the price, the cost, maybe the, you know, the type of offenses that we run, things like that. You're also trying to find the best kid, you know, culture kids, kids that hopefully will stick around. You know, you want kids that you can develop, that you can build relationships with, have some loyalty, have some trust. But also, you know, it's really important to try to find kids that, you know, maybe slipped through the cracks and didn't get a scholarship that maybe could have received a scholarship. And so, you know, recruiting is a challenge. I know for me personally, a lot of times we'll have a kid commit and then at the last minute they'll take a D1 scholarship or they'll take a D2 scholarship. And so you kind of lose them at the last minute. But on the flip side, then occasionally some of those kids will come back, you know, it doesn't work out. And then occasionally maybe they'll transfer back in. And so it's a hard balance to try to find, you know, the top kids that you can find, but also, you know, trying to make sure that you're finding good culture kids and good students.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's about finding the right fit, figuring out who's going to be successful on the basketball court, but most importantly, at UMW, who kind of fits that, come in, be successful on and off the court at the University of Mary Washington. And this is my third different school to be a head coach at. And so it's been a different niche at each place, and it's taken me a little bit of time here to figure out kind of what works for us here. But it definitely comes down to more than just the talent piece. I think there's a lot of really talented players out there that maybe we've passed on in the past that because they're just not going to fit what we want. And so the longer that I've done this, the more I just – we kind of really focus on that. Obviously, basketball is the initial attraction. But as we do our deep dive into getting to know them and the importance of really getting to know the person side of it with the players and quite frankly with the parents as well. And it's, you're bringing in the family into the program. And so it's an important piece to it, making sure that we're meeting with everybody, that they come over and see us, that they hear the day-to-day. And really, I think coaches get obviously a lot of the credit for the recruiting piece, but as I always say, our best recruiters are our current roster. I think that our kids that we have on our roster right now are our biggest advantage in recruiting, because we just have good guys and we really have focused on it in that way, making sure that the right guys are coming in, that the camaraderie is there, that they fit with the group. So we like them to spend a lot of time with our team when they're on campus and see a practice, see what the day-to-day is like.
See what the coach is like.
See what the coach is like. See the good with the bad, right? They come over and they sit in our office and we tell them everything great about our programs, but then give them a little look behind the curtain of what a practice is like. We encourage them to come see a game, but everything's great on game day. Everybody's excited on a game day, but you know, what's it like in the middle of January when the weather's not great and the coach is grumpy, and what's it like in a practice, you know? And so we want them to have a clear picture of what it would be like to be at UMW.
Between what you both do, you know, in season, out of season, with recruiting and everything, you're just as busy as any Division I coach.
Oh, yeah, the calendar, I think the benefit that maybe they have at that level is, one, they have a lot more on staff, right? They have four or five assistants where each of us have one.
You're having to do all that.
And so we're doing all of it, and they have a calendar where they can't be on the road. Division III doesn't have that same calendar, so we're out all the time.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
And so we are, there are live periods where all three levels can be out recruiting. But if it's not a live period, Division III can still go and find an event to get to. You can still go watch a kid play somewhere. And so there's always that pull of, do I go out now? Man, I just saw kids last weekend, but I need to go see this kid. Or did I miss him? Or it's an opportunity for us to go watch him in a smaller event, a little more intimate setting than going to a facility with 50 courts all playing games at the same time where it's the madness of that. So it gives us different opportunities, but I was out last night up in Leesburg recruiting at a high school game. So it's really nonstop, right? We're either playing our games, or we're at a high school game, or we're at our kids' games. And so it makes the winter fly by for sure. But the recruiting piece of it is nonstop, because our season will end. Recruiting doesn't end.
Yeah.
And so it's the benefit. I said we only have one assistant each, but it's the benefit of having really good assistant coaches. And I've been beyond lucky to have Mark Sansone, who's a local guy from Fredericksburg, which was a big plus for me, having never been to Fredericksburg before coming here.
Yeah.
And Mark knew the recruiting landscape and has he deserves the credit for the roster that we have, for sure.